Good morning, this is Ty Landis, and I'm reporting on a very interesting topic that I think is very unacceptable and should never have been a thing. I chose to do internet safety, but not any, just, and not just any kind of safety. I'm gonna do privacy, like privacy laws, like what happened with Facebook recently. The reason that there is a problem with the privacy in using social networking sites like Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat, they're stable enough or they're not secure enough to hold all these accounts from people that are just, oh, I want to do this. Or sometimes they make Facebook accounts because they want to play games, because sometimes you have to connect your Facebook account to a game to be able to even play it at all. And I think that these companies should have thought of this before they started making their softwares, because privacy is a huge problem. Without privacy, there's hacking, like what just happened with Facebook. And if you continue to not have a secure enough network, then it's going to continue to happen that you have things going haywire, like people hacking and people stealing other people's accounts, using the money that people pay for these accounts. Sometimes you have to pay for them. And these companies should hire a person to make them secure enough, which I don't understand why they don't already. The problem is, there's people out there that are going to try and purposefully hack into these accounts and steal any information. Like, even if you sign up for a Facebook account, you still have to put your email address, and from an email address, you can get anything. I'm not talking from personal experience, but you can use a name for identity theft. You can use credit card numbers. You can use social security numbers, emails, anything. So basically, if you don't have a secure enough account or a software, there is basically no reason to have there should be a secure enough software where you should be able to know that you will not have any problems with losing your identity or having someone steal your personal information. That connects back to these companies should have their accounts and softwares secure enough. And with stealing the identity, like I said, you can even be a victim of fraud because someone hacked into your account, used your numbers, used your name, anything. And these companies, these people that are running these companies probably have never had that happen to them because they've been famous and their names have been already out there and they probably have already protected their identity. But they should know that it happens. It's a thing that can happen at any time, anywhere, to anyone, and they should take that into consideration. The fact that they don't, it boggles my mind, because then they have to create this huge thing, they have to rework everything, they have to apologize to people that their accounts were hacked into, they have to give back what was stolen, and from the beginning, they should have already knew that something would happen if they didn't have the security to keep everything safe. If you understand what I'm trying to say. And sometimes with identity theft, another point is, even if these people that are running these softwares have children, they should even be keeping a note on if their children's names have been stolen, because even hackers or whoever, identity thieves, would they usually target smaller children because their names aren't in anything yet. And that's a huge problem in itself. Now, back to the privacy and the security of these accounts. We already knew from the supposed Russia being or interfering with the election. And we should have already thought that it would probably happen again. Saying the Facebook hacking, or I'm not really sure what it was called, happened, they should have already knew that they should have a secure enough software. Like, another way this ties in, there's the deep web or the dark web that people can have services to kill people, they could sell drugs, there's child pornography. These sites are secure enough, but not secure enough for government work. Say, just like the Silk Road website was a website where people could sell drugs for a small amount of money, and they could get them for whenever and wherever they wanted. They would ship them, and the government caught the perpetrators, and they arrested them. But people that knew how to get through the loopholes of the government, they recreated that website, and it still is happening today. The government shuts down the website, they bring it back up. The government needs to understand that there's going to be people that are going to keep doing this, and they should try to get a software or a malware, per se, that keeps everyone safe and keeps their accounts or their identity safe in the account of something happening, like what happened with Facebook or what happened with Yahoo, which happened not very long ago. And considering that sometimes there's these things that happen, people need to learn from these things. People just, oh, this happened, I guess my software is okay. No, you need to take into consideration that you need to have a secure software so your accounts do not get hacked or get taken down, get stolen, or anything. People just don't have the right mentality to comprehend these things. Another example is Instagram accounts. Instagram accounts are very non-secure, and sometimes children or teens or young adults will give away their passwords for people to hack them, quote-unquote hack, and people would get on and they would see their messages and they would post on their page, which doesn't cause a lot of problems until you give your password to the wrong person and they take your account away forever. There should be a way to prohibit that. There should be rules in place. There should probably be an age limit for you to have an Instagram account because there's these children that are having Instagram, and that's a whole other story, but let's not touch on that now. Long story short, these accounts need to be more secure. They need to have some kind of system to know that something is going to happen. There's going to be hackers. There's going to be malware. There's going to be something trying to take something down. And prior knowledge to anything that's happened in the past with that happening to any company, any person, any company, you should keep that in mind. That said, I know I'm not talking to the government or anyone. Like, say I'm not talking to Mark Zuckerberg about Facebook about anything, but he should probably listen to someone tell him that he probably already knows that something is going to happen, but if he knows, he should probably elaborate on that. He should try to make something secure and more usable, per se. Like, I was watching TV a couple days ago, and I did see a commercial for Facebook, and it explained that there were pop-ups that happened, there were some problems that happened with Facebook, but, and then it said, we are trying to work out the kinks in anything that we're doing, and we're starting to take away all these pop-ups and these viruses and things that pop up, and we're trying to make Facebook the way that it was meant to be. Now, I don't think that's possible, because there's still always going to be that person or whatever is going to try to hack into something. I am not a professional on anything that I'm talking about. I'm just speaking my opinion, and I do know some statistics about what happened. I'm not sure at the very moment because my computer is not working, but I do know that sometimes the companies actually do have a secure network that they will trust, but I think that they should probably try and get through to it and to test if it works. They probably already do that, but they probably should do it more, if you understand. With what I said, I'm only a 16-year-old boy. I honestly don't know what I'm talking about, but my point is, with anything, there's even telephone numbers. There's, like I said earlier, there's social security numbers, there's ID, there's identity theft, there's many different things that could happen, but you have to keep taking into consideration that there's most likely going to be someone that's trying to do something to make it not as good as it was supposed to be. Like, take down a firewall, like some students at the school do. And it's unsafe. The government should step up their work and get with the program, basically. They need to start working harder and trying to make sure that everything is secure enough. I keep saying secure, and that's basically what I'm trying to get the point across to you as. These people as in the employees or workers at these places like Facebook, they probably definitely understand. But, for instance, say I had a social media account and it was hacked, and say it was for a job, and it got hacked, and this job was very important, and that would immediately throw up a red flag to this job that I had, but it automatically would make me a victim of either identity theft or, I'm not really sure what to call that, but in any event, that is essentially what I'm trying to explain. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears, your eyes, your fingers, whatever you're listening to this with. I know my point wasn't very clear, and I completely understand that, but I did have to try to use my words, which I'm not the best at using with. So, once again, I thank you, and this is Thailanda signing off.